For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Authorities said a fire that blackened about 75 acres of brush in Banning was 20% contained this morning. According to CAL FIRE, the Coyote Fire was reported to be about 50 acres in light to medium fuels at 6:35 p.m. Wednesday in the area of Old Banning, Idlewild Road, south of Sherleon Drive. The fire grew to about 60 acres by about 8 p.m. Wednesday, with a moderate rate of spread and winds blowing from the west. About 140 firefighters and 5 aircraft were assigned to battle the blaze. CAL FIRE announced this morning that the fire's forward progress had been stopped. The region's economy is clearly in growth mode, in sharp contrast when the pandemic struck a year ago. Yet many agree the region is far from being fully recovered. The monthly summary from the Institute of Applied Research at Cal State San Bernardino, issued Tuesday, found that the Inland Empire's manufacturing sector and the overall economy are growing, and the numbers for the production and new orders indices are impressive. On the downside, commodity prices are near an all-time high, transportation costs are surging, and companies are dealing with shortages and long lead times for lumber, electrical components, especially semiconductors, metals, and other commodities. Worker shortages continue to be an issue for manufacturers and their suppliers. Still, purchasing managers continue to be optimistic about the state of the economy for the coming third quarter. This month, 42% forecasted a strengthening local economy over the next 3 months, and another 35% predicted that the economy would remain unchanged. Authorities say the man who shot and killed a Southern California sheriff's deputy after an attempted traffic stop this week in the high desert had a warrant out for his arrest. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says Bilal Winston Shabazz of Lancaster was being sought on a no-bail warrant out of L.A. County. Officials say Shabazz shot Sergeant Dominic Vaca on Monday in Yucca Valley. Shabazz was later killed in a shootout with deputies. A Los Angeles County firefighter appeared to have a long-standing job-related dispute with a coworker he fatally shot at their rural fire station this week. The gunman also wounded a fire captain at Station 81 north of Los Angeles on Tuesday. A sheriff's official said Wednesday that preliminary interviews with other employees indicate the shooter and the firefighter who was killed had, quote, some workplace beef. The official says it sounds like they didn't like each other, without elaborating. The firefighter who died was identified as 44-year-old Tori Carlin, a 20-year-old veteran of the county fire department. He had 3 daughters. After the shooting, the gunman, an off-duty county firefighter, identified as 45-year-old Jonathan Patrick Tatone, who also worked at Station 81, apparently drove to his home in Acton, about 10 miles from the station, set fire to the structure, and shot himself. He was found dead in the home's backyard. From Charleston, South Carolina, to San Mateo County in California, poets from around the country have been chosen to serve as laureates of their communities. The Academy of American Poets announced Thursday that 23 writers have been named Poets Laureate Fellows. Each will become city or state laureates for 1 year. They include the Charleston-based Marcus Amaker, Ohio laureate Carrie Gunter Seymour, Illinois laureate Angela Jackson, and Eileen Casanetto of San Mateo County. Others come from Michigan, Massachusetts, and Illinois. Fellows will receive $50,000 grants, except for the co-poets laureate of Montana, who will split the money between them. The program was established in 2020 through a grant from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.